What are the parts of a flower?
There are four important sections in a flower.
In a flower, there are four important sections in a flower.
In a flower, the calyx and corolla, the stamen and the pistil. There are four important sections in a flower. Oh, the calyx is a section of the flower.
Of the flower, it's the outer leaf protection of the flower.
Of the flower. The calyx is a section whose function is protection. Oh, the calyx gives protection to the flower.
The corolla is the blossom of the flower. It provides the scent and color of the flower. The color and the scent do exactly what they're meant to, attract the birds and insects to the flower.
There's a pollen-bearing organ in a flower.
In a flower, there's a pollen-bearing organ in a flower.
In a flower, it's time we were explaining the purpose of the stamen. It's the pollen-bearing organ of the flower. Now the pistil has the ovule for the seed, and the stamen has the pollen that it needs. The calyx and corolla, the stamen and the pistil, every section has a function, yes indeed.
Bees, butterflies, and other animals wander from flower to flower in search of nectar. Pollen clings to them and is carried from one flower to another. This pollen changes the ovules in the flower into ripe seeds. Then the seeds are scattered in many ways and start new plants growing.
There are four important sections in a flower.
In a flower, there are four important sections in a flower.
In a flower, the calyx and corolla, the stamen and the pistil. There are four important sections in a flower.